Little before 3 o'clock in the Southland. Oh, yeah. Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. Only like 2 days left of summer. Doesn't summer end on Thursday, John? I think so.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I got
over.
A bunch of Instagram throwbacks. I've been bad on Instagram this summer.
A lot of people are talking about it.
Okay, Mace, you want to start that? So, John, Mace just texted me.
Uh-oh. I want you to start it.
Here we go. Loving the show today, Chris. Trying to make sure you're involved, and it sounds great.
Yes.
He gives me a yellow thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
So remember this when he complains about Live Imaging Tuesday next time.
I never complain about Live. I love Live. There's nobody that's bigger on Live Imaging Tuesday than me. I'm the biggest supporter of Live.
Didn't you yesterday just call Morales a snake?
Well, he's a snake, but he's our snake.
Yeah, I'm okay. You guys a snake.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
John, I want to workshop this on the air real quick because I don't want you to get mad when you hear it.
Okay,
oh,
got it.
Oh, God.
I'm working on a promo for Super Crosstalk.
Okay.
And the bit is going to be then. Actually, Jorge, you got the Jaws theme. I think it's on one of your buns right there. You're going to hear like the guys talking, and then you'll hear the Jaws theme.
Okay.
No, that
wasn't it.
That'll be the beginning of the promo.
Yeah, sounds good.
You got the Jaws theme? Go ahead, hit it.
Duh, okay. Duh.
So the guys will be talking, and it'll be when you least expect it during Super Crosstalk. I don't know what's going on in there, but the Jaws theme's playing. John Ireland strikes, and it'll be you talking sports.
Right, because you hate sports.
No, I don't hate sports.
You hate talking sports.
No, I don't hate talking sports. It's funny during Super Crosstalk when you, like, interrupt them and they don't know what to do. So it's making fun of them. But also, I just want workshopping it.
Yeah, workshopping.
Yeah, I don't care. You can do whatever you want.
But you know I love you.
Yeah, I mean, do I ever care with
no,
you
No, I know, but bits? I don't want us to have another sit-down.
Wait a minute, do I ever care?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You go, really God. Care. You'll send him a litany of texts that'll it'll be like 9 texts in a row.
It doesn't sound like me. I usually roll with everything.
During the break, you'll tell me, hey, tell Morales to pull that promo.
That is wait, true. And John has never pulled a promo.
If I ever texted you, Chris, you've lost a friend.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God. I wish I could find that text exchange.
I
that
like
was
how
such
this
a good
bit
one.
Turned back on Mace. That's
yeah, me too.
Right. Yeah.
You've lost a friend.
You've lost a friend.
Snake.
Yeah.
And now look at us. You know?
Now look at us. We're tight. We're your second favorite show on the station.
Maybe not.
No, you are.
No, we're not third.
No, you're second.
I think Sedano and Cap is one.
Yeah.
Travis
and
Slee
is two.
No.
And then us.
No,
I think we're above.
Plus, Sliwa, now that he forgot to text me my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't forget
Travis
about
Sliwa's
that.
Travis Sliwa is like fourth after Anita Marks now.
By the way, when is Anita Marks coming on?
She'll come on Thursday.
All right, Thursday. Her show's on Thursday night.
She's
right?
She's two for two. First of all, she said, take Buffalo against the Rams. I know you guys love the Rams. Buffalo's winning that game. Yeah. And then this past week, she said, take the Chargers at Kansas City. And that backdoor cover got her in. By the way, last night, Mace, you and I both had parlays going. My first parlay never stood a chance. You hit 2 out of 3. I almost got ridiculously lucky last night. Did you notice it? So my parlay was Adam Thielen more than 35 yards. He did mm-hmm. that easily.
Yep.
It was Jalen Hurts more than 50 yards rushing. He had that in the first half. And then my third one was Kirk Cousins, 270-something yards passing. And I figured, well, he's terrible. I'll never get to that. Mace, he threw 28 consecutive passes at the end of the game. They just stopped running. I thought I was going to backdoor cover that, but I ran out of time.
Mm.
Which means more parlays this week.
Parlay King!
The Parlay King will return. And by the way, we got to quit messing around.
What way?
Jorge is so far ahead now. You won another 30 grand last night, didn't you? So what's he up to now, Bergman?
He has 336K, Mason has 140, and you, John, have 101,500. Okay. I'm at 42.
Oh, did you give me my 1,000 for finishing behind you in cover 5?
You're at 102.5, and I'm at 41.
All right, now, Mace.
Yes.
He's so far ahead of us. Jorge is so far ahead of us.
Yep.
We got to throw up some Hail Mary parlays.
You're right.
In other words, ones that would win us, like, try and nail, like, 5 or 6 winners. And it'll get us like 200 grand and put us, you know, in his area code.
So what do you get for a three-leg parlay?
6 to 1.
6 to 1. What about 4?
11 to 1.
Yeah, see, that's where we need to be. I think 4 is not, even though we suck at the three-team parlays, we should try 4.
It's,
when in doubt, add bets.
Or maybe, maybe more. I mean, we might need to try. Desperate times call for desperate measures. All right, like this.
Parlay.
Okay, 6-1 on a 3, 11-1 on a 4, 20-1 on a 5.
Oh, 20-1.
That may be our mother's milk.
Now, Bergman, do you support the parlay movement now that Jorge is so far ahead?
I'm going to have to do it. I don't even know what.
Maybe it's the only way we can catch him, I think.
It's the only way you can catch him. You can't make a big enough bet to catch him. Even if you did everything
and,
you had, you're still
that,
behind.
And hope he gets cocky. And
which
he
did.
Hey, make a cocky bet, Jorge.
Yeah, do it.
Do like 50,000.
Jorge always bets like, I'll bet Mason doesn't lose weight by such and such
now
day.
By the way, have Jimmy G. Bet some money on your Niners.
On the Niners, for sure.
Yeah.
By the way, I think I won more money on Mason not making weight for the first Rams game.
Oh, that's true. What did we get? I won money
you
for that,
You already won
too.
That, though.
I think that one's in the bank already.
That one is already in the bank.
And the other bet is me at 195 by Halloween, which I'm going to clear easily.
So, like, Mace, like, Jorge has another 30,000 on Mace losing game of games this month.
Me too.
Oh, you have 40.
God.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, you have 40.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to win that. I'm going to win Game of Games.
No, you're not.
I can't win today but because it's my game, but I am going to win Game of Games.
All right.
If it kills me, I'm going to win it.
We'll see.
Parlay.
What is that?
Parlay.
Oh, parlay.
Parlay.
Some guy randomly yelling parlay.
Parlay.
You know, somebody asked me an interesting question, John.
Which was?
Would you rather have Josh Allen or Aaron Donald?
Josh Allen. That's the easiest
Allen.
Question.
Josh
ever.
Allen.
You think that's totally an easy question?
Look how
even though if without Aaron Donald the Rams don't win the Super Bowl.
Right, but and Aaron Donald's great, but this year because he doesn't have the same people around him, he doesn't have Von Miller around him, he's been less impactful. Josh Allen impacts the game more.
Well, when you say less impactful, you know, he's facing doubles and triples.
Yeah, but Josh Allen is too and he's making it work.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean it is the Bills look unbeatable to me. I mean, I'm sure they'll lose.
Hey,
but.
By the way, if you ask me if I'd rather have Aaron Donald or Matthew Stafford, I would take Donald.
I would take Aaron Donald, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, no question. Yeah, I mean, does anybody beat Buffalo? My God, they're just like a steamroller.
Philly looked pretty good.
You know what? Did I make a mistake by drafting Mahomes over Hurts? Because it came down to a decision between Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, and I went Mahomes. After watching Jalen Hurts last night, I wonder if I didn't screw up that pick.
Nah, I think you're going to be happy with Mahomes. I think you would be good with either one of those guys. What you don't want to do is, like, yada yada the quarterback. Like, and then you're stuck with somebody like Kirk Cousins or Matt Ryan, and then you're hosed. But with Mahomes, you'll be great.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is a...
That's Matthew Berry's ride-or-die guy.
He loves Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Last year, he was my quarterback. I finished last place. I am 2-0, by the way. A lot of people in the Mafia are like, what's your rat? I'm 2-0. Not getting a last place Mace tattoo on my ass.
Well, I remember one year you were 4-0 and you finished last.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's the year I bet you. I was 0-4, and you were 4-0, and I bet you that I would finish ahead of you, and I did. You just went in a tail. That's the year McCaffrey got hurt.
He gets hurt every year.
but I think you made him the first pick, and then he got hurt.
Yeah. I made him the first pick 2 years in a row.
Right. It was one of those
I'm
years.
Because I'm stupid.
Yeah. It was one of those years.
Yeah. Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. All right. So, speaking of fantasy football, Skip Bayless, who works at
Fox,
does not play fantasy football. Jorge, follow me here. And this is why, according to Skip Bayless, he does not play fantasy football.
Benny from Houston asks, have you ever played fantasy football? No, Benny, I have not. Look, full disclosure, I love fantasy football because I love how so many people love playing fantasy football. It does my heart good. But I'm not like most people. For me, fantasy football is basically against my sports religion.
Huh?
Against his sports religion.
I want to root for teams to win games, not for random scattered players to have big days to help me win my fantasy football league.
Okay, cut it there. So I run into this all the time when I'm playing fantasy football, where, like, for example, I had Drake London on my roster. He was a late draft pick for me.
Yeah, good player out of USC.
Looked great for Atlanta. But I would never play a player who's playing against my team.
The roster.
Do you ever play players that are going up against your Raiders?
All the time.
You do?
Yeah, I want to win.
Isn't one more important than the other?
By the way, this says more about why you finish last every year than anything. Is that you're not in it to win it. Your loyalty to your team is greater than your desire to win at fantasy football.
I want to be able to root for my team and not root against my team. Like, Drake London had a great day, but I would have been just – I would have hated to have him on my roster.
See, I would have looked at that exactly the opposite. That, hey, Drake London had a great day, so it kind of softens the blow of my Rams getting beat. And then, by the way, your Rams didn't get beat.
Correct.
So you could have had Drake London's points and won the game. You could have had your cake and eat it, too. That's why you're a loser in fantasy football.
I'm not a loser.
You finished dead last 5 out of the last 6 years.
Yeah. Tell me what I've done lately. I'm 2-0.
Okay. Let's see where you are at the end of the year. You finished last when you were 4-0 once.
Yeah, I think your memory favors your side of the story.
Well, my side of the story is that you finished last all the time.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't think I ever started. I don't think I ever started 4-0 and finished last. Yeah. You've got to be an idiot to do that.
Well, no, it wasn't your fault. Christian McCaffrey got hurt.
Yeah, he sucks.
And that year, you yada yada'd at quarterback. You didn't have anybody big, and it killed you.
Yeah. All right. So, John, how long did you live at home after you went to UCLA?
So this is interesting. As soon as I moved out.
Yep.
Fall quarter of my freshman year.
Yep.
I was having so much fun at UCLA that I just stayed there, even during the summer. But when I got out of UCLA and I was looking for a job, I was looking for my first TV news job.
Mm-hmm.
I came home and lived with my parents to save money for maybe 2-3 months. And so it was the first time I had been home in 4 years.
Yep.
I was Mace. I don't know why. They were perfectly nice, and I could have stayed there as long as I wanted to. I got, like, claustrophobic about it. I hated it. I just felt like I was leeching off my parents, and I couldn't get my head around living at home. And I was there from June until September, and that's the last time I ever lived with them.
And that was after your freshman year?
After my senior year.
Senior year.
Yeah,
okay.
And when I got my first job in Monroe, Louisiana in September, and I left.
Bergman, when did you leave home?
I was kind of like John. I didn't last more than 6 months at home after I got back from my one year.
Greg, why do you think we were so miserable?
I don't know. It just didn't want to be. When you're on your own then come back, you just can't do what you want to do.
Yeah, I didn't feel right about staying out all night. And, you know, when I was at college, I'd stay out all night all the time.
They never asked me where I was going or how long I was going to be out or any of that stuff.
They were great.
Yeah.
I felt like I didn't want to be there.
Yeah, I just wanted to be on my own.
Jorge, when did you leave?
By the way, you know who's still living at home, Mace?
Who?
Jorge?
No. No,
not Jorge.
Russell, the 48-year-old.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop picking on the 49-year-old freshman in North Dakota.
Ray Russell, 48, still living at home.
Picking on Ray Russell. Oh, God. You know what that music means, John?
No.
Old man voice.
It means you're supposed to do your old guy voice.
Yeah. Hey, moved in. Back in 1986, then I went off and lived a little life, and now I'm back! Ma, where's your meatloaf? And I'll take some Senka with the meatloaf.
Some Senka? Oh, God, that's so funny.
I'm going to be in bed by 8:30. The Golden Girls comes on at 8. So I'd appreciate the meatloaf at 7:30.
7:30. You're ordering the meatloaf.
At 7:30.
At 7:30.
Yes, and then bed at 8.
To watch the Golden Girls.
To watch the Golden Girls on the Hallmark Channel.
Nice. Jorge, when did you leave home?
After I proposed.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Freeloader.
Yeah, it's different than Mexican families' homes. Way different than the Mexican families.
So I've got this story about, this is a Houston Texans rookie, Jalen Pitra. He lives in Stafford, Texas, which is about 20 minutes from NRG Stadium where the Texans play. And he's in the same house where he and his brother grew up since 2000. Now, even after he signed a 4-year, $8.9 million deal with a $3.6 million signing bonus, he decided to, quote-unquote, stay at the crib. He says, I'll spend my money, but for the most part, I try to be a little responsible. So, yes, I would say I am a little cheap. My parents always told me their doors are always open and to take my time before choosing somewhere. I was gone, man. I finished high school. I never came back.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. And when I went back for those 3 months, I felt like a loser. So I when I got my first job, I got out of there and never went back.
Now, not everybody that lives with their parents are losers. Oh, come on.
If you're 49 in North Dakota,
stop
you are.
Stop picking on the 49-year-old college football right. player.
How wicked, Mace, what's the cutoff age for living with your parents and not being a loser?
26.
Okay, so if you're 30 and you're
living you're with a loser.
Okay, yeah. that's what I thought.
No, if you're 30, you're a loser.
Okay.
But if you're 26, I get it.
And if you're 48, you're like a triple loser.
Stop picking on
living in
Gary
North Dakota.
Russell.
All caps.
Honest, I don't understand why an inspirational story makes you guys so mean.
I want to live life.
Yeah.
If I had the chance and I didn't take it, I would regret it.
Pre-trick.
I had the chance. I'm taking it, and I'm living life to the fullest.
Bravo!
And I'm having a blast out here with everybody all out here playing with these young kids and actually being able to keep up. Surprising myself a lot, so.
And my mom gave me my old room. And I had a Farrah Fawcett poster above the bed, and it got ripped, so I replaced it with one of Cheryl Teague.
Next best angel.
Yeah. Well, no.
Next
Cheryl,
angel.
Cheryl
up.
Ladd was the angel. Cheryl Teagues was just a.
What? Wait a minute. Wasn't Cheryl Teagues on it?
No. The Charlie's Angels were Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, and Kate Jackson. When
right.
Farrah Fawcett left, Cheryl Ladd came in, and then at some point Tanya Roberts got in there. I don't know.
Oh right, Tanya Roberts.
I don't know what the circumstances of her getting in there were, but she got in there at some point.
Yeah. All right. Tell you what. Coming up next for you. Who invented the hoodie? Do you know?
It wasn't you.
It was not me.
You wear it every day. Yeah.
No, who invented the hoodie? I have real questions about this.
Bill Belichick. That's my guess.
Plus, most embarrassing moment. Let's do that. I've got a story that relates to that involving Post Malone. That's coming up for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. It's Yacht Rock. Plus, you guys
patron are saint of Yacht Rock.
When do
Michael
we kill
McDonald.
Yacht Rock? When do we kill it?
We don't.
Oh God.
Well, what else would we play?
It's songs like we're super targeting 58-year-old white guys who are on this show.
Well, wait. Yacht Rock is not just for older
it's
people.
It's not Yacht Rock.
Oh,
is
come
huge
on!
Right now. No, Yacht Rock. Listen. I'm around a lot of younger, women my age, more, late 30s.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They're into
Tell
Yacht
us
Rock.
About one. Tell us about one.
I mean.
Did you have a date at your party?
No.
Don't bring sand to the beach, Chris.
You went exactly. stag? You went stag to your own party?
Here's the thing about the September month mm-hmm. is the entire birthday celebration. So you have to slot everyone in on their own day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if there's going to be Instagram moments like at a party and one of them, because a couple of them tried to make it and you go, listen. It's more of a listener thing. You're not going to have fun. Let's do a one-on-one thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. But are you dating somebody?
No.
Are you on social? Are you on like Tinder or any of those?
Not girlfriend Lisa?
Yeah. No. Are you on Tinder or one of those?
No. God, no. I don't.
Bumble?
I don't
Crumble?
Bumble?
Boys, Stumble?
Boys, all due respect, I don't need to go on there. You know what I mean?
Hinge? You
so
on
it
Hinge?
Sounds like you're not on Humble.
No.
You're not on Humble.
Come on, boys.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, the Dodgers are trying to come back from the
Yeah.
Dead.
I'm making a run. It's 5-3.
And they got two on, nobody out in the eighth. So we'll keep an eye on that. First game of a doubleheader, by the way. They have another
game. No, that's
game
right.
Tonight.
Day night doubleheader. Yeah.
Have you been on the Mason and Ireland Reddit page recently?
Now, wait, don't go to the Reddit page.
That still exists.
It still exists, but recently.
Is Penis Thumbs still on there?
Penis Thumbs is expressing the leader how he's a big fan of Sedano and Cap recently.
Oh, no.
And the show's growing on him.
Oh, show grew on me.
Is he in the community?
Yeah, remember the bit when he joined because he said to keep my name out of his mouth?
You're allowed to be part of all the communities, aren't you?
Well, I don't know if Travis and Slee have one.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, do they?
They were second,
I'm a member
actually.
Of their community.
Okay.
They were second, and then Kyle Downey started the Mason Island Mafia.
Kyle Downey.
I think the bit is going to be I'm going to start asking you Mafia-related questions.
Okay, good.
Since it's the Mafia, like the history of the Mafia.
Oh, why not?
Exactly.
Do you remember the Bonanno crime family?
Of course.
Okay. So do you remember Bill Bonanno?
I mean, I didn't know him personally, but I know of him, yes.
So when I was working in New York, Bill Bonanno had written a book about his life in the family as a made man.
Don't ever go against the family.
And he actually became the consigliere for Salvatore Bonanno, who was the father of the of Bill. And Bill told us all kinds of stuff about what was going on behind. Why are we so fascinated by the Mafia? I will watch any Mafia movie. I watch any Mafia TV. I just find the Mafia to be fantastic.
Because they could do whatever they wanted, and they controlled everything.
But, you know, there's honor also.
Yeah, and there's honor and respect.
Right, and it's about family and honor.
And that's where Slee was screwed up. He disrespected the family by not wishing me happy birthday yesterday.
Damn you, Slee. Damn you.
That's it.
He was coming around, too.
Yeah, he was.
He was making progress.
Yeah, well, we'll see now.
We'll see.
Mason and Ireland continues now.
Okay. John?
Base is loaded. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so here's what I want to do here. Okay, so first of all, Dan Orlovsky. I don't know if you saw this. Did you see this?
No.
Okay, so Dan Orlovsky, was he doing pregame or was he calling the game? The Buffalo game.
I think he was calling it.
Okay. So I want you to listen to this and tell me what happened. This is Dan Orlovsky, I think, during the pregame show. It looked like Josh Allen was warming up.
Right.
Tell me what happened here.
Okay.
Now, the big change is the commitment to running the football.
Oh, somebody farted.
Do you think somebody farted?
Yeah. Let's play it again, but I don't think there's any doubt.
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
There you go. There's Momo.
All right. Now, here's Orlovsky again.
Now, the big change is the commitment to running the football.
I just thought of another possibility.
Yeah.
Is it possible he was trying to say something, and then when he couldn't get it out, he did like, you know, you can make a noise with your mouth, like.
See, I kind of think.
Hear it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the big change is the commitment to running the football.
What do you think? Is it an actual fart or is it just him making a noise like, you know, like he couldn't get it out?
The thing about the Bills is they're not able to run the foot, whatever he said. I don't know. Do you think that's a fart or do you think that's a vocal tick? Or do you think he thought he was on tape and so they could fix it later?
It sounds very farty.
It sounds farty to me, too.
No, I think he's doing what John's saying. He's like, he couldn't speak, so he's like,
one more
to try and get him started over.
Now, the big.
Yeah, it could be.
The big change is the commitment to running.
He was upset.
The football.
You can hear he was upset at the
beginning.
Yeah,
it could be an intentional audio fart.
That's Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
All right. Yeah, dropped a deuce.
Yeah.
God. This show is ridiculous.
It's Momo that said it. She did it to herself.
Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable that those words left her mouth. What was the context?
Somebody quit playing the Wendy.
The Wendy Williams
song. Sean can't get it out.
She farted and burped at the same time. That's a gift. Excuse me.
All right, yeah, dropped a deuce.
Oh, God.
Okay, all right.
The maturity of this show has never been lower.
We really are stupid.
Yes. I'm legitimately crying.
I can't believe people are paying us.
To do this.
Professional broadcasters. It's just.
Now, the big. The big change is the commitment to running the football.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right.
Well, we.
Excuse me.
All right. Is that some? Oh, God. At some point, we got to stop it with all.
Yeah,
like,
we
got
to stop it with all this.
I don't know.
No, stop it until tomorrow. And then bring
or
it back.
At least until crosstalk.
By the way, I would like to hear the context of the Ramona, if you can find it, Bergman. Like, under
I think Jorge's got it in a second.
Under what circumstance did she say that?
We told you yesterday, we were talking about that tennis player.
Oh, right. The tennis player who went to the bathroom and she felt lighter.
The bathroom was a good place to go because the both of you went in there and played pretty well after coming back. What did you tell yourself when you were in there?
It's more what I did.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I kind of needed to go. For sure I felt lighter.
She felt lighter.
Sorry, that's disgusting.
Yeah, dropped a deuce.
Yeah.
Ugh. God, that's so funny. That is so funny. All right, Excuse me. Coming up next, I texted Bergman last night after I watched the finale of a show.
Which show?
I will tell you coming up. Plus, Mark Cuban talks about chemistry and says there's only room for one knucklehead on any team. We got that coming up for you. Then Game of Games. And I think Jacob Aronne's coming in today for Game of Games, right?
Supposed to.
Yeah, and today's game is going to be about, it's National Pepperoni Pizza Day. It is going to be about pizza coming up for you in about 10 minutes. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. You won't break my soul.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. See, I picked it up for you.
Yeah, I like that. Bring the Beyonce.
You know, I walked in and John was like, bases loaded. I was like, I didn't know if he was talking to me or somebody else. Because, you know, I don't like sports, apparently. But I said, oh, thank you. And I pointed out that I haven't been to a businessman special all summer. And I think the reason why is because the Dodger Dogs are horrible now.
The Dodger Dogs are not, and people will dispute this, but it is a spongy,
it's horrible,
soggy hot dog.
It's horrific.
Hey, am I the only one who doesn't like the food options at SoFi?
Let me see.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because I have a special place I go to, and the food's pretty good.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, Laura Romo took my Rams tickets yesterday for Sunday.
Did she go to the special place?
Yeah, she went to the special food place.
All right, I got to find that place. Because most of the food options in that stadium stink.
Like, what's wrong with the food options?
Well, I literally went up there, and I said, what do you got? And they didn't have any. I ended up buying a burrito, and it was like I ate half of it and threw the rest out. I mean, I just didn't. I don't think there was very much variety.
Hmm. Has anybody else had that experience? Bergman, you had the experience, right?
Yeah, I went, but I sat in your seats once. But then when I was there for the Raider game, yeah, all the food was, not
just
great.
Just not great?
Just average. Hmm.
For
yeah.
a stadium that great,
you would think that
the food should be better.
And you can't you have to go to a specific place to get something specific. So if you wait in line and you want chicken fingers, not every place has chicken fingers. You have to move to a different line to get chicken fingers.
The hot dog outside is better.
Yeah, here's the thing.
By the way, the hot dog outside is always good.
Oh, yeah. If you wanted a burrito,
always
John,
good.
Jorge's cousin sells them out of his trunk down on Prairie Avenue.
I should have gone down there.
Yeah, man. Right next to McDonald's.
Hey, the Dodgers, even when they play bad,
even when they're screwing around, they win.
They just took the lead 6-5 after a 5-run eighth. It may have been 5-3 when this inning started. Maybe a 3-run eighth, but they've taken the lead here. And with two outs in the bottom of the eighth, they're up 6-5.
So how many wins do you think they're going to wind up with?
I think you think they're going 9-8 down
I
the
street.
Well, starting last night, 9-8. Now they
only
have 16 left. So you would say they're going to go 8-8 starting today.
Eight. Yep.
I think they're going to do better than that. I think there's 16 games
eight
left.
Would put them at 110 wins.
10-6, I say they'll go. And these
10-16. 10-6, so you've got them winning 112 games.
Yeah.
I think the
new
right
team,
answer is...
New team record.
Yeah, the right answer is somewhere between 110 and 115. And I 112 sounds like a pretty good target. Bergman, what do you think?
Yeah, it's about the same. I mean, about 112 sounds right. I just don't see them losing very many games, especially when they do things like this. Mookie Betts, by the way, just came up to pinch hit in the bottom of the eighth.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
they're
the starter
coasting.
Was Michael Bush.
Michael
Grove. And then we followed him with Ryan Pepiot. It's like we're kind of screwing around and still winning games. I think I feel really for this year, I feel more confident about the Dodgers in the playoffs than I have in any year. I just think it's the best Dodger team I've seen.
It depends if the pitching holds up. Depends who's healthy when they start. Hey, SNL just announced some hosting.
Oh, good.
Guests,
I like this.
Right?
Yeah.
So for the opener next week, Miles Teller host, Kendrick Lamar musical guest.
Ooh, that's a great show.
That's strong.
Okay. October 8th, Brendan Gleeson. Is he an older guy, Mace?
Yeah, he is an older guy. I wonder what he's got coming out.
Yeah, he's hosting, and Willow is the musical guest. And October 15th, hosting and musical guest, Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Wait, yeah. Who's Brendan Gleeson?
Brendan Gleeson is an old-time actor.
You'd know him
British,
if you saw him.
British-y guy.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I just wonder what it is.
He must be promoting something.
He's not a name.
Is that the guy with the amazing set of skills? No.
No, that's
Liam Neeson.
Oh, Liam Neeson. Oh. Yeah. Who I don't think.
Yeah, Brendan Gleeson is Irish. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
I've seen him and stuff, but I don't know.
I have a very specific set of skills.
Miles Teller's a beautiful man, though.
Has participated in the ESPN LA golf tournament in the past.
Yeah. You know, this will sound random, but I think Top Gun saved the entire movie theater business.
How so?
It actually got people in seats. The movie.
Yeah, you can now watch it at home if you want. But you're right, Mace. For a while, you could only see it in theaters, and I think most people did.
And a lot of people did. And I just think Tom Cruise is the biggest movie star in the world. He's got two Mission Impossibles coming out back to back. I think one next year and one the year following. They shot them simultaneously. But Tom Cruise, Top Gun should win like the Oscar for Best Picture. It actually saved movie theaters.
Is it nominated?
We're not at that point, but okay. I 100% believe it'll be nominated.
For Best Picture,
yeah. Huh. Yeah, so. Are you kidding me? Yeah, it's a great movie.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
I texted Bergman last night because I watched the finale of Cobra Kai, and I think I texted you and said, this is just bonkers.
It's so good.
Good or bad?
Oh, good.
It was great.
It's so good.
All right, so maybe that's my show that I pick up during the season.
I'll tell you what. Here's the thing with it. You got to recognize right up front that it's technically not good.
Okay.
it's like Showgirls. You have to watch it the same way you watch Showgirls.
Most shows that I watch are technically not good. I mean, I'm trying to convince Chris to watch Selling the OC on Netflix. That show's not good, except, Chris, you'll see many women who seem to have no other ambition than to wear really tight clothing.
Listen, Very Cavallari wasn't a great show, but it had Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler.
And had Jay Cutler, who was just a
And
total
sometimes they actually
jerk.
Spoke to each other, which was shocking.
So, Bergman, do you think that's a fair comparison? Cobra Kai is like Showgirls?
Yeah, pretty much.
You just have to laugh at it while you're watching it.
Yeah, you know that's bad. You have to suspend reality a little bit, and you just have to realize that it's dumb, but it's funny.
It's got the production quality of an afternoon special.
Right. The fight scenes are actually kind of entertaining.
The fight scenes are fun.
They are.
They're fun. The other show that I've been watching a lot is Industry, John. Have you watched Industry?
No, I heard it's good.
It's really good.
What's the elevator pitch for that show?
Elevator pitch is it's a bunch of 20-somethings who are working at a stock market trading desk in London.
My kind of show.
And it's somewhere, I saw a review that makes sense. It's like somewhere between Euphoria and Succession, you would find Industry.
Okay.
They do so many drugs on that show. It's crazy.
Normally 20-somethings all working in the same office, it lends itself to a lot of sex.
Yes,
and,
it does.
You know, therefore, I'm in.
And you have not started House of the Dragon.
No, but again, I may get to it during the season.
You've got to.
Is Trudell watching it? Going to be spending a lot of time on planes. I'm sure he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Bergman, you haven't started it either.
No, I don't know. I just can't get myself to actually turn it on.
Okay,
it's supposed to be great.
I'll binge it.
I'm going to say something controversial. So far, I like it better than Game of Thrones.
Well, the way Game of Thrones ended, everybody was kind of down on Game of Thrones.
Left everybody with a bad
taste. Awful ending. Exactly. Awful.
Yeah, it was not the best ending.
It might be a little bit prisoner of the moment, Mace, maybe just a little bit.
No. I honestly think if you watch the first four episodes of House of the Dragon, it's better than the first four episodes of Game of Thrones because they know what they're doing. They're doing basically the same style of show. So it's gotten slicker, it's gotten cooler, it's gotten There's some really interesting stuff in it. You should watch it. You guys both should watch it. I don't want to spoil it, but it's a great show. Last thing here before we get to Game of Games, I saw a commercial for Champion, which is I guess they sell clothes, right?
Right, sportswear.
They claim to have invented the hoodie.
I have a Champion hoodie, but I don't know if they invented it.
That all their commercials say they invented the hoodie.
Mm.
Bergman?
So it says online the hoodie was born with Champion Products, which began as the Knickerbocker Knitting Company in 1919, claims to have made the first hooded sweatshirt in 1930.
There you go. Why didn't they trademark it?
Oh, that would have made them a fortune.
You kidding me? It's just it's a sweatshirt with a hood on it. You could probably trademark
that. So a friend of mine, a Lakers season ticket holder,
yep,
trademarked lights in tennis shoes. You know, like for little kids.
Yeah.
And has, so anytime that those are sold anywhere in the world, he gets a cut.
Get out of here.
Yeah. He's doing very well.
What about wheels on tennis shoes?
I don't think he has that. I think he has the lights. I don't think he has the wheels.
Yeah, the wheels are funny, too, watching those kids are out there. All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. Now, it's my game today. Is
Jacob's here. Yeah, just walked in.
Excellent. It is a pizza game today.
Okay.
I've done all kinds of research. It's National Pepperoni Pizza Day. I've done all kinds of research and come up with really interesting stuff about pizza. It is multiple choice, so everybody's got a shot, including Jacob Imrani, who will join us to play next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, and we welcome to the show Jacob Imrani. Jacob, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Question is, how you doing?
Well, I've come through it with flying colors, man. I'm feeling better and going to be back soon.
I love it. That's so great to hear.
So, Jacob, did you hear the theme of today's game?
I did. You're throwing pizzas at me, and John's
you know anything
just looking
about
at
pizza?
Me. He knows he's my Ray.
No. I'm no pizza expert. We'll see. It's Jacob, Bergman, Jorge, and me. Four players today, Mace.
Yes, okay. Here we go. It is trivia about pizza. It's multiple choice, and this is some interesting facts. All right, so here's number one. Traditional flatbread is often considered to be the progenitor to the pizza we know and love today. In what country did it originate? Egypt, Greece, or Italy? Egypt, Greece, or Italy?
Jorge.
Sorry, I was talking to Amanda.
Just say Egypt, Greece, or Italy.
Greece.
Okay.
Greg.
Egypt.
Jacob.
I'll go with Egypt.
Ireland.
I'm with Jorge. I think it's Greece.
The correct answer is Egypt.
Oh, Jacob and Greg on the board.
Hey, Jacob.
There we go. Okay. Following Greg. Right. Let's go.
Number two. What percentage of Americans who actually eat pizza eat it at least once per month? Is it A, around 40%, B, around 79%, or C, around 93%? How many people who eat pizza eat it at least once per month?
Bergman.
93%.
93%.
Jacob.
I'll go with 79%.
79%.
I'm with Greg. I think it's 93%. Jorge.
79%.
The correct answer, 93%.
If you eat it, you're going to eat it once a month.
If you're a
right,
pizza
that's
eater,
what I thought
you eat
too.
It once a month.
Yeah. All right, Judd, Greg 2, Jacob and I 1 each. Jorge, look alive.
Yeah.
All right. The most expensive pizza in the world is called the Louis XIII pizza at a restaurant in Paris. It takes 72 hours to prepare. How much does a single one cost? Is it $2,000, $12,000, or $20,000? Most expensive pizza in the world.
All right, so it's $2, $12, or $20?
Correct.
All right, Jacob.
I'll go with $2,000.
I will go with 12. Jorge.
Yeah, 12.
Greg.
Yeah, I'm at 12.
Correct answer, $12,000 for the
$12,000 for
pizza
a pizza?
I don't know what that thing does for me. What does that pizza do for me? Is it got extra special bonuses and stuff? $12,000. All right. Number four. What is the second most popular pizza topping in the United States? I'll tell you up front that the most popular is pepperoni. What is the second most popular? Is it mushrooms, onions, or sausage?
This one's to me, and I'll go sausage. Jorge.
Sausage.
Greg.
I kind of want to be different. I'm going to say onions.
Jacob.
I'll go sausage.
The correct answer, sausage is the number two pizza.
Darn it.
Yeah. That was good. So actually, Greg, that makes things interesting.
I did on purpose, of course.
You have three. I have three. Jacob has two. Jorge has two. So it's very close. Mace, how many more questions?
I've got, let's do, I've got a bunch, but let's do seven.
All right, so how many, seven more or seven total?
Seven total. So let's, this is number five. We'll
okay,
do two
we'll
more
do three more.
Yeah.
Three or five, six, and seven. Here we go.
Okay, number five. What is the technical term for the outer edge of a pizza's crust? Is it the cornicione, the flenichone, or the menichone? Cornicione, flenichone, menichone.
That's Jorge to you.
Cornicione.
Greg.
Menichone.
Jacob.
I'll go with cornicione.
Mace, I think it's the first one. What was the first one?
Cornicione.
I'm going with that.
That is absolutely the right answer.
Damn it. I should have gone with the sausage.
All right, so now. All right, two more left. I have the lead, and you guys all are one behind me.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Which of the following condiments is common for the Japanese to put on their pizza? Is it A, ketchup, B, mayonnaise, or C, relish? Again, the Japanese popular topping on their pizza, ketchup, mayonnaise, or relish?
Greg.
Mayonnaise.
Jacob.
I'm going with mayonnaise.
I'm going to go ketchup. Jorge.
I'm going relish.
Those who said ketchup and those who said relish, wrong. The correct answer is mayonnaise.
Okay, so this makes it really close. All right. So, Jorge, you have three. Bergman, Jacob, and me all have four. All right, so, Mace, this is the last one. Do you have a tiebreaker after this?
I do have
this?
A tiebreaker, yes.
All right, here we go.
Okay, what is America's least favorite pizza topping? Least favorite.
Okay.
Is it anchovies, broccoli, or pineapple? Anchovies, broccoli, or pineapple, America's least favorite pizza topping.
Jacob.
I'm going with anchovies.
I am also going with anchovies. Jorge, you're one down. So you should go with broccoli or pineapple.
Pineapple.
All right, Greg.
See, I think a lot of people actually like pineapple. I'm tied with you, right?
Yep.
I'm sticking with the anchovies I wanted to take.
Okay.
The correct answer. Anchovies.
Okay.
America's
Jorge's out. Jacob, Bergman, and I all go to the tiebreaker.
Wow.
Five to five.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wow. Here we go. Okay. On average, how many slices of pizza does a single American consume in 1 year?
Oh, boy.
On average, how many slices of pizza does a single American consume in 1 year? Now, we will not do closest without going over. We will just do closest, okay? So, John, who do we start with?
I have the lead, so I should start. Okay. I mean, I have the lead in the overall.
Month. Yeah.
I'm going to go with... So if you two a month, I'm going to go with, in a year,
how many slices does an average American consume?
32.
32 slices. Okay.
Greg.
A year? 32 a year? Right? Is
that's
a month or a year?
That's what he said.
Yeah, 32 a year.
Oh, that's way too low. I'm going to say... 67.
Okay, 67. Jacob.
Yeah, so we talked about 93% have it once a month.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if they're having once a month, we'd say at least they're going to have three slices. So let's say three, that's 12. I will go right down the middle. I'll go with 50.
Okay, so Mace, Greg's high at 67. Jacob's in the middle with 50. I have 32. What's the answer?
I won.
The correct answer. 46 slices.
Wait. It's Jacob.
Jacob and
Ronnie. Yes.
It's a nice comeback, baby. Man.
Yeah.
No, so he won twice already. Oh, but this month.
This month, first win. Way to go, man.
Yeah,
nice.
Way to go.
You almost
job,
you almost nailed it on the number.
That was close.
46. Okay. Yeah. So the closest not going over helped you.
So, Jacob, how you feel? We're just about ready for Lakers training camp. How you feeling?
Feeling good. Just was talking to John about it. I'm excited about Schroeder. you know, obviously we're getting close. So, you know, I'm hoping to see what's going to happen in the next few days, but I'm excited. You know, you got to be excited. It's Laker basketball's coming around. As fans, you know, there's nothing but to be excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're big out at LAFC, too, and LAFC's been good, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Was there, you know, I was there on Sunday night, and, you know, they just tied for, you know, for being able to win the West. So, you know, we're excited. There's a lot of good things happening in LA.
Cool. Awesome, man. Well, Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Jacob, next week, I'll see you in person.
Yes, sir.
All right. Great to have you in as usual, Jacob.
Thanks guys.
And coming up next, we're going to get in here with Sedano and Cap. By the way, Dodgers ended up winning 6-5 in game one of this doubleheader. Game two coming up later, and Tyler Anderson will pitch game two for the Dodgers. I think Anderson has worked his way into a spot in the postseason.
I totally agree. He's been great. He's a free agent after this year, too, which is interesting because I think there's now a market for Tyler Anderson without question as an all-star. But he's been a stalwart for the Lakers or for the Dodgers.
All right. Without further ado, Jorge, hit the stage.
KSPN AM 710 Los Angeles. KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio,
it will only grow stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Cap to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins!
Super Crosstalk, presented by Coors Light. Coors Light, made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
All right! Love boat!
Love boat!
We now welcome to the show both Scott Kaplan and George Sedano. Guys, what's going on?
We're good, pal. How are you? How are you feeling today?
I'm getting there. I'm going to be back, I think, on Thursday.
Okay,
that's
cool.
That's really good. I mean, George, how are you feeling? Because, you know, yesterday as the show went on,
I was feeling terrible.
Yeah. Were you really?
I'm not feeling great. I'm getting a test today, George. I'm not feeling great. Something's out there.
I don't have COVID, but my two kids also had colds in the non-COVID division. And then I got it right before I took my – on Saturday, I started to feel it right before I flew to Denver. And, yeah, yesterday by the end of the show, I was good till about halfway through the show, and then that's it. I started to, like, wane after that.
And then Kaplan had to carry things?
Yeah, Cappy had to carry – had to row by himself.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but I'll just say this, that George was, like, sniffling and congested and coughing and sneezing, and I'm like, oh, man, we're all going to get sick together. So is it – is it just going around, or is it just going around 710?
So my mom works at an elementary or John Glenn Middle School out in the desert, and she says there's something going around that's not COVID that kids are bringing home.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another thing out there that's, I don't know if it's flu or cold or whatever it is, but
yeah,
you got to test because there's no way to assume that, you shouldn't assume that it's COVID, I guess.
Right, for sure.
So I'm glad you're feeling better, George.
Yeah,
Are you working 8 days a week now? How many games are you doing every week?
8 days a week.
Not 8 days. I didn't work on Saturday, but I did work on Sunday.
You traveled on Saturday?
What's that? I did travel on Saturday, so I guess technically a work day. But the Mace, I'm doing more games this week. I'm doing another. I'm doing Chargers Jags
nice.
On ESPN Radio this week. Hopefully, Justin Herbert plays.
Let's go, yeah. Jags.
And is Beto like your valet?
No, actually. So I got Beto because Scott turned it down. We had an opening for a sideline person this weekend, and Cappy turned it down, and he turned it down for honorable reasons. I'll let him explain in a second. So I was like, you know what? Let's give Beto a shot to be the sideline guy.
So Beto's going to do sidelines?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So I called Bristol and I said, let's give Beto the shot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Big break. Love that. Happy for Beto.
So, Cappy, you want to tell them why you rejected for honorable reasons?
Yeah, why did you turn it down?
Well, Mace, I'm sure you know this. Maybe you haven't heard this story, but you know that when the Chargers moved to L.A.,
uh-huh,
the very first game they were playing against the Chiefs in Dignity Park,
place down there.
Yeah, the place in Carson, right. Yes.
The little soccer stadium that they were playing NFL
football.
They changed
names like four times.
Right.
Yeah, where the Galaxy play.
Right. Yeah. So CBS assigned me that game. And I think it was like, I don't know, like Rich Gannon, Kevin Harlan, me, right?
Yep.
So on Tuesday of that week, the Kansas City Chiefs sent out their press release. And part of the press release says, here's the home TV, radio, whatever. I mean, they kind of give you all the different broadcasters on all the different platforms. And the Chargers saw my name on the press release. The Chargers PR department, at the orders of their ownership, called CBS in New York and said, he's not welcome in our building.
Really?
He's not welcome on our sideline.
Yeah.
We won't give him injury information. Like,
spiteful.
We're going to not help you guys if Kaplan is on the sidelines. So the executive from CBS calls me and he goes, hey, listen, Josh, I feel terrible about this, but we got to take you off the assignment. And I said, no, you're doing me a favor. I said, I don't want to work games with that organization. And so when George said to me, hey, we've got an opening for the sidelines for the Chargers-Jaguars,
oh,
you
Chargers,
want it?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't want it. And he said, but why?
Good,
why would
good
you
for
be?
You.
He said, but why would you, me, be so spiteful? I'm like, no, you don't get it. I'll hurt the broadcast. Because when there's an injury, like, hey, what's wrong with Justin Herbert's rib cage? They're not going to tell me anything. It's going to hurt the broadcast. So I think the broadcast will be better with Beto than it would be with me. I can't work a Charger game.
Boy, you know, the Chargers hate me, too, don't they, Ireland?
They hate you?
Yeah, they hate me.
Well, you've given them a lot of reason to hate them, to hate you.
Like what?
You well, every time a Charger fan calls you, hang up on them.
Oh, well, that's something.
Weren't you a Charger fan at one point, Mace?
Yeah, I was. When the Rams were in St. Louis, I was a Charger fan.
Okay.
I hated the Rams when they left to St. Louis. Yeah, but I have nothing against the Chargers now. Justin Herbert's a great player. I hope he plays, all that stuff.
Yeah, me too.
But Ireland says they won't put anybody from the Chargers on our show because of me.
Well, no, they'll do it when you're not here.
Yeah.
And since you're not here a lot, that's easy to do.
Because when I was going to say that, we haven't tried with Cappy here, but because we also don't do any guests. But
yeah,
Bergman doesn't allow it.
Guests are so old school.
Right. Well, says
well,
bad
I also,
question asking.
I also feel like Cappy and I have gotten into such a fun groove. We really don't need the guests. I feel
totally
like the
agree.
Guests also impede us. Before Cappy was here, they would give us a bunch, you know, they'd give us the coach, they'd give us Tom Telesco, they'd give us, players. So we haven't tried it yet. I'm curious to see if that works.
Why don't we try
out.
It? Why don't we try it? Why don't we ask the Chargers if
they'll
give
Lindsay
us.
We'll have Lindsay try, yeah, next week
we'll
or
ask
something.
For Justin Herbert.
No, well, Herbert doesn't do any interviews, so
really,
it's not going to be him.
The Chargers PR guy, Josh Ruprecht, used to work with me at the Lakers and is a great guy. So
yeah.
if you can get to Josh, I think you can get it worked out.
Yeah.
So
George,
we'll
I'd love to hear you interview one of those players.
Because you think if at the end of the day, I may be like, well, what if Kaplan's not there?
Right. No, just say this. Say Kaplan won't be part of the interview. They'll be like, okay, great.
Yeah step
and I'll
aside.
I'll just sit back and chill.
Step aside. Exactly.
Right.
That makes
That's what
sense.
I would do.
What if we do like a sneak attack?
Sneak attack.
Where they don't
Kaplan
think
where
you're
pops
like
on during the
yeah you're like
the
camouflaged and you're like hiding under the
you're
table.
Like Eli Manning you're gonna
yeah,
dress
exactly.
up right. and put a yeah. prosthetic nose on and,
yeah Chad
you know.
Powers I'm doing
Chad
the show
Powers.
With Chad Powers today
fast Chad
how about this how about we bring on a Charger player and I interview them under the thought that they're a Rams player.
Yeah. Well, that's just
so. As far as the Arizona Cardinals this week, I mean, what's the scouting report on these guys? And the answer is like, I don't know because we're playing Jacksonville. I'm like, oh,
I don't like that strategy.
No, you don't like that one.
No,
that's not
I
a good one?
Don't like that strategy
no?
at all.
By the way, I don't know if you guys, I didn't catch all of when you were talking about Dan Orlovsky and that sound he made.
Yeah, I think he did it with his mouth.
He did do it with his mouth. I did find that out.
Okay.
So yeah,
here's what you're talking.
Now, the big change is the commitment to running the football.
Yeah.
So George, did you talk to Dan Orlovsky about it?
No, but I talked to someone who it
okay,
works.
Got it.
And he said they thought they were taping. He thought
That's
they were taping.
That's what I thought. I
yeah,
thought
he thought they
he
were
believed
taping.
They were taping.
So he thought he had another pickup. Yeah. So that's why, if you notice, he pauses. And then probably someone in his ear is like, hey, we're live.
Yep.
And then he just went.
Do it live.
Yeah. So.
You know, Ireland has been all over this, and Bergman, too, has been all over this 49-year-old freshman at South Dakota State. Have you heard this story?
No.
Go ahead.
Okay. So there's a guy at South Dakota State. He's 49 years old. He's an active duty North Dakota Army National Guard member, and he is playing for North Dakota State. At
playing
the
football?
Age of Yeah, playing football.
Uh-huh.
And here is what he says about his experience now playing college football at the age of 49.
I want to live life. If I had the chance and I didn't take it, I would regret it. I had the chance, and I'm taking it, and I'm living life to the fullest. And I'm having a blast out here with everybody all out here playing with these young kids and actually being able to keep up. Surprising myself a lot, so.
Okay, so the question is that inspirational? Because I find it to be inspirational. Here, this guy at the age of 49 is going to college for the first time. He's got eligibility. He's decided to play football. I think it's great. John thinks it's creepy.
I think that I think he's become the old guy at the college party who keeps coming back after everybody else has already left.
Well, I'll say this. It would be cool if I hadn't already seen it before when Scott Bakula did that in Necessary Roughness.
There you go.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And Kathy Ireland is the kicker.
Right. And Sinbad was Robert Loggia was one of the coaches. Hector Elizondo was the head coach. Yeah.
Sinbad. Whatever happened to Sinbad?
Sinbad.
He's still around, I'm sure.
That's a good question. What's Sinbad doing?
I don't know. He just sort of like fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, he really did. He's been
quiet. Mace, I love that story because if I still had eligibility and could go play somewhere, anywhere.
You would kick for like Lincoln Riley if he came calling?
Oh, my God, for sure. Listen, I'd go to Azusa Pacific if they came calling. You know what I'm saying?
Like, are you sure you don't have eligibility?
I'm pretty sure, although I may be able to say to the NCAA, because of COVID, don't I get an extra year? You know how many people or how many kids are playing college football this year that are beyond their fifth year, beyond their sixth year? I know a kid who's playing quarterback at Montana. He's in his seventh year of college football.
God bless him.
Seventh year. So clearly he's not an NFL player, but the dude just wants to keep on playing. So when I hear this 49-year-old guy who's going to college all these years after the fact and he's eligible to play because he never wasted any eligibility because he never went to school, I think that's super cool.
See,
what position does he play?
I think it's super cool, too. I don't get it. Yeah, I think it's totally ageist on your part that you are against this poor guy. Yeah, he's totally ageist.
Not only do I think it's creepy, I think he's becoming – I picture Mason being one of these guys that – you remember those guys that when you were in high school then went off to college and then the next year came back to the high school parties?
No.
Yeah, that's what this guy's doing. He's
never looked back.
Yeah, he's 48 years old and he's hanging
John,
out
he
with.
He never went to college before. He is a freshman. This is the first time he started studying.
Well,
he's not the old guy going back. He's the old guy trying to finish.
No, you don't know if he never went to college. He just never played football. Like, I could go back to play football, even though I have eligibility because I never played. But I would have to go back as a grad student because I graduated.
Well, you know, when you were gone, Mace, John was also a party pooper. He didn't want the Dodgers to celebrate either, so there's that.
Yeah, I know. He does that.
John's the party pooper.
Dodgers shouldn't celebrate.
Let me ask you this.
Act like you've been, all that stuff. James Worthy wouldn't even touch the silver tray. I get all the stories, but this is baseball, and this is the way things are done.
What if LeBron, who did not go to college, decided after his NBA career is over at 40 years old or 42.
Well, I think there are rules that you can't be a professional and go back to college. So there's that.
But why not? Wait, hold on. But what if LeBron said this? You ready? I didn't go to college. I still have 4 years of eligibility. I'm going to go play football. I never played basketball in college. Yes, I was a pro basketball player. But now I'm going to college all these years later, and I have eligibility. Could LeBron go play college football?
Sure. I mean, in theory, he could.
I guess in theory, yeah. In theory, yeah.
Now, LeBron, this is an idea for you.
It's an idea.
Well, he did say he liked the Eli Manning thing, and he wanted to try that.
The Eli Manning thing is so damn funny.
It is really well
done. When he goes to Penn State football practice. Obviously, James Franklin is in on it, but I assume the players were not in on the joke.
Well,
no one else but James Franklin knew. Yeah.
There's a video somewhere of Chris Bryant from Las Vegas, the baseball player.
Yeah.
And so he came back to UNLV to put on a clinic for some college kids. And there was a guy walking around as a maintenance guy, and they needed a pitcher, so the maintenance guy volunteered to pitch. And he got up there and struck out Chris Bryant. And then Chris Bryant started looking at him going, "Man, that's a wicked curve you've got. Did you play somewhere?" And the guy's like making noise. He's just grunting. He's going, "Yeah, I played a little." Goes, "Do you have any other pitches besides that?" He goes, "Oh, here, I'll throw you a slider." Just throws him a slider. Bryant can't hit it. Bryant walks out to the mound and he realizes it's Greg Maddux in a disguise.
Funny. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was the funny. Exact same thing Eli did, you know, which is, and Maddux is a Vegas guy too. So it was like a big funny thing. So I
now, how would Morales feel about this? Because this is like sports, but it's not sports.
It's kind of sports. It's not really sport. I don't know. Morales was pretty good today. I thought he had a decent day.
How does our newest, biggest fan, Penis Thumbs, feel about it, though? That's
I don't understand. Apparently, he is now in Reddit and in the community. Is that right?
Who? Penis Thumbs?
Penis Thumbs.
I haven't seen Penis Thumbs in our community.
Is he part of the Circle of Trust?
Yeah. No, he's not. Not that I've seen.
Wait, there's a guy now named Penis Thumbs?
I've seen him in the Mafia.
Yeah,
yeah,
Penis
no,
Thumbs,
I think, no, Chris will know. Chris is walking in right now. Chris,
Penis Thumbs is the leader of the Reddit, I believe.
Is Penis Thumbs part of the Sedano and Cap community?
I don't know about the Sedano and Cap community, but I did check out Reddit today, the Mason Ireland Reddit page.
Oh, God.
And Penis Thumbs is loudly praising Sedano and Cap, saying the show has grown on him over the last
good.
Few months.
There you go. You've
like
won
a
him over.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There you go. I mean, listen, I don't know why the mic's not working.
It is.
Oh, it is?
Well, now it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
I can't hear it, but I don't need to hear myself. Anyway, the Sedano and Cap community of trust doesn't seem to have some of the Reddit players in there, but they are invited. Because we have so much involvement within the show, unlike the Mason and Ireland Mafia, where it's only Mason in there, we could fight off the negativity, the cesspoolness.
Yeah, wait a minute, you're the one driving the negativity.
Of course,
and the
that's
cesspoolness.
The bit.
I'm not on Reddit. I don't know even how to read whatever it is you're saying.
You're not on it anymore, but when I track and go way back, several months ago, you definitely were on there.
Yeah, I know, but our friend...
Wait, you just said you didn't know how to go on there, though. I mean,
Alan Slee was Murphy Bed, who's, I think it's... Is that Raul?
That's Raul from the OC.
Yeah, he's the one that shut down the Reddit Raul. Page that
Yours, the other one. This other one, though, has a lot of old stuff, and some of it's too inside. So I think, Mace, you were feeding the beast back then.
Oh.
I was. I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be great, and it turned out to be just a complete set.
Mason, shocking.
Yeah, this is
shocking.
And
then social media
saying
turned
awful
into a
things
cesspool.
About all of us.
Yeah, and then Mason's like, "Oh no, this is way worse than I thought it was going to be."
Mace, so did awful. You put out a poll today asking who's better looking, you or John Ireland?
Sure did.
Yeah, Mason's very offended that all the people on the show said I was better looking than him. Me, Greg, Jorge, all think I'm better looking than him.
I said it too, John.
Okay, here's the update. Who is better looking? Ireland, 50%. Mason, 50%.
Wow.
Well, see, Mace, I hate to break this to you, but this is kind of a loss for you because those are your Twitter followers.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the one that
they're
put up the
mine.
Ball.
It's the Mafia. They're not mine. You
no, I don't go in the Mafia.
I know, but the point is that the Mafia is for both of us. I didn't put it on my regular
Chris,
Twitter
is the Mafia for both of us?
No, it's definitely a Mason show in there.
Yeah, I don't know why Ireland doesn't come into the Mafia and play.
I'm not smart
didn't
enough
to
figure
it out. Didn't he do an AMA one time?
No,
he's been in once.
Doing it in his main timeline.
I didn't do it right, George. I can't figure it out.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you've spent more. Well, I know you joined ours at the beginning.
Yeah,
I
did. So, I'm in the community, and I'm in the Mafia. I just don't know how to execute it.
I love the Sedano and Cap community.
Uh-huh.
I'm a very...
uh-huh, really? You do, huh?
Hey,
really?
put up in the Sedano and Cap community. Who's better looking, Mason or Ireland?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's do that now.
Let me just do a test here. Of the two of us, me and Ireland, who do you think listens to your show more?
Well, Ireland generally doesn't listen because he listens to the PTI podcast. The other day he was listening when we were calling him a party pooper and saying that, you know, Kaplan's afraid of when he plays sound. But you definitely listen, Mace, because you text us during the show.
I text you every day. I totally dig your show. Your show
are you saying, though,
so
that because you like our show, we should vote for you as being better looking?
Is that that's what
I think that's what he's lobbying for.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
I mean, well, just let me just ask you guys, who's better looking, me or Ireland?
Is this modern day Mason in Ireland, or
yeah,
is this like
right as we look right now?
Okay, not like the pre-gray hair,
right?
No, silver hair is there.
Okay,
and silver eyebrows for now.
No, I dyed them. I dyed my eyebrows. I got Just for Men, and I dyed my eyebrows.
So he looks like Uncle Leo on Seinfeld.
I don't want Santa Claus eyebrows.
All right, okay. So I posted it now in the community. I'll see. Okay. We'll see what the results.
Oh, I just posted it too. We did it at the same time. I'll delete. Nice. Let me delete mine. Hold on.
I gotta go.
So the question is, who's better looking? Not
Kianis, Cap, honest, Kianis, honest answer. What do you think?
I mean, John, you have really good hair, John.
So does Mason.
I know, but your hair is like always done nicely.
Yes, it is TV hair.
It's TV hair. It's a swirl.
Yeah. Mace kind of looks a little like, I don't know, at times he looks a little disheveled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He hasn't worn anything but a hat in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hat, hoodie, that's it. That's all you're going to get from me.
Well, are you good looks? Are you referencing then, Kaplan? Are you saying it has to do with the, like, attire that helps?
Who is more handsome?
Who's got the goods? Who's got the raw material? I don't care what we're wearing. who's better looking?
George, who do you think? This is a tough call. The Sedano side.
I don't think it's easy. Yeah, I think it's a toss up. Mason, you were like an actor for a minute, so I'll give it to you. Our audience, by the way, 50-50 as well. Early returns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to see some of my acting, go to watch Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus. It is some of my best work on Sci-Fi
Channel.
Oh no! Did you really?
No. Yeah. Yesterday, Mace, we played the Nature Zone.
Oh, Nature Zone. Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, that was awesome. I don't know why that show didn't get picked up. All right, hey, that's it. We're done. It is Sedano and Cappy coming up next. I'm still gonna rush to my car and listen, even though you're home. Even though I'm home.
I mean, you just put the app on, right?
Put the app on. Exactly.
One app, one tap.
Sedano and Cappy coming up next. Live Imaging Tuesday. We're back tomorrow at 1:00. Michael Thompson's gonna stop in tomorrow, which should be great. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.